would, I'll be reading notes out of the book, so if you have your book, you can follow. It's been a couple of weeks since we've been together. Different things coming up, projects got to get done. Last time we were actually together, I was on chapter 2 going into chapter 3, and we're talking about the purpose of the church. And I had covered the first chapter 2, and that, now you understand why I do exams the way I do them, because we may get to it and we may not get to it, but I still want you to be able to cover and at least put your eyes on the information. Tonight we'll start off in chapter 3, and I'll be going over to chapter 4, hopefully, depending on what the Holy Spirit wants to do. Once again, understanding the purpose of the church, we have to redefine the purpose of the church. And remember, you keep hearing me use the words self-centric and God-centric. And so one of the best ways to put it is, it's all about you until you get born again. Once you get born again, now it's about God. And when we focus on God and we focus on his purpose and his desires and what he wants, we then find out that it's about him being able to move through us, being able to be revealed to the world through us, being able to be used to the world through us. And for lack of a better way to put it, we are his hands, we're his eyes, we're his feet. So if we always have a self-centric view of church, then where does God fit in? Says always us trying to receive from God and not trying to give ourselves to God. And so understanding the purpose of the church, if you allow me to briefly review it real quick. Let me get to it. Now, one, the church must be connected to heaven and reveal the Father, right? All right. The church must shut down the gates of hell. All right, then we get over into the third chapter, which we're going to deal with tonight, is that the last part of the church is the church must extend the kingdom without limitations. Now, turn me to Matthew, the 16th chapter, because we're going to see tonight that that without us, the kingdom cannot be extended. What is the kingdom? The kingdom is simply God's ways of doing things. That's the simplest definition, God's ways of doing things. So without us allowing God to use us and to reveal himself through us, then his kingdom cannot be extended. And so we can't let anything, any snags, any disruptions, any personal interest stop us from letting God be revealed through us. Because if he does not get revealed through us, the world won't see him. Are you seeing this? Matthew, the 16th chapter. The 13th verse. We covered this a little bit last time we were together, but we'll learn something here, and I'll take you to a passage of scripture where Jesus was talking again, and I'll show you the progression of how Jesus teaches. And if we don't allow God to be apostolic, what I mean by being apostolic, God moving. God is always moving. Mm-hmm. If we don't allow God to keep moving, then we'll become religion. See, religion ain't done nobody no good. It hasn't, because religion doesn't allow for movement. It doesn't allow for growth. Religion has, you stay in this framework, you think this way only. One of the reasons why this next generation coming up is asking questions about God and if God exists and if truth is real and if truth even exists, is because we have not moved with God. The church has not moved with God. See, the church has to move with God because God being a creator, he knows how to deal with his creations. But if we don't look to him on how he wants to do things and we figure it out for ourselves, then we become religion. And then what we find is that as the world or society progresses into more sin and to more evil, we don't progress into more of God. So this is why we can't just be a religion. We have to be an apostolic movement. We have to let God continue to say things to us that will allow us to be current. That will not us come up with ideas that will make us current, but allow God to tell us how to be current. Is this making sense?
Yes,
see, because there's nothing wrong with technology. Mm-hmm. Nothing wrong with technology. It's just who get their hands on technology. So as the world, I'm loving this Holy Spirit, as the world progress in more evilness, mm-hmm. why is the church stopping and not going further with God? We keep trying to do the same thing, trying to do the same way, and expecting different results. When God is saying, I want you to move along with me. Is this making sense?
Yes, sir.
So here in Matthew, the 16th chapter, Jesus says something that shows us that God is always going to be talking and that he's not going to be saying the same thing. All right? Jesus is going to tell us a principle. All right? When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked the disciples, who do men say the Son that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, some say thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. That's religion.
Yes, sir.
That's man's idea.
Yes, sir.
Right? Because you got to remember now, Jesus really didn't tell nobody who he was.
Right.
He would heal somebody, mm-hmm. and what did he tell them? Matter of fact, side journey, Jesus really taught us how to walk in power. Because just because you got power, you ain't let everybody know. Just do it. So here it is. He said, in verse 15, he said unto them, but whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Now listen to Jesus' response, because it's very important. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed it unto thee. That's religion. All of us, most of us has come from some religious background where they have man-made rules to put you in bondage, trying to make you live holy. Instead of allowing you to live holy.
Amen.
Trying to keep you in a barricade, afraid to lose you. But my Father, which is in heaven. Now watch this. And Jesus continues on and say, and I say unto thee that thou art Peter, changing his name, because he's about to change his identity. About to change his identity. When you change your identity, there's a new way of doing things. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Right? Old things pass away. Behold, all things come new, right? Thou art Peter, and upon this rock. Now, not Peter the rock. This rock means upon this process. Now, the question is, what process? Because if you didn't, If we don't take our time, which we all take our time in reading this, if you breeze through this, you'll miss the process. Because something happened significant that will teach us how we move with God. All right? The world system and religion will question who you are, why you're doing what you're doing. But you have to understand, watch this, not understand, but receive what you're doing from a superior being. And it's only going to be received by revelation. By you spending time with the Father, spending time around people who spend time with the Father, being in an apostolic environment that breeds revelation. See, because Peter, Simon Bar-Jonah, switched to Peter, his name changed to Peter, because he was around Jesus, he picked up on something he didn't know he had. He didn't know he had the ability to hear from an unseen place. He didn't realize he had an ability to hear information that nobody else knew. He shocked himself. Listen to me. He shocked himself because watch this. How this happened. Jesus said, watch this. I'm talking about how the kingdom is going to be revealed. Because Jesus is going to say something for the long. So Simon, hanging around an apostolic environment, was able to get information from an unseen world. The rest of them around there was trying to still get information from the seen world. So do you see what I'm saying about how the church has got to get information from an unseen world, the creator, in order to keep moving and stay ahead of the world? But what we've been doing is we've been getting information from amongst each other. Instead of getting information from this unseen world, from the one who put all this in motion. The one who knows the end from the beginning. So if you're dealing with somebody who knows the end from the beginning, then that means that person knows everything in between. So why don't we go to him to find information to deal with a world that seems like it's hopeless? That's where we come in at. That's where the church comes in at. This is why we can't come to church on Sunday morning focusing on us. Because if we just focus on us, then how is the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus is going to be effective beyond us? Now watch what Jesus said. He said, upon this rock, verse 18, I will build my church. He's saying this is how the church is going to grow. Or let's use this better. Let's use this word. Upon this process is how I'm going to mature. Because I want you to get your mind off of number growth, and I want you to put it on maturity. Where we going, where you as an individual go from one level to another. Because watch this. If we go from one level to another, that means the church is growing. If we go from one level to another, that means we're conquering some things that the people around us ain't conquering. Amen. So that within itself is going to draw people to the church. Amen. He said, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell should not prevail against it. It didn't say the gates of hell won't attempt, but it will not prevail. Verse 19 is important. And I will give unto thee the what? Now, what we normally understand keys to be. What we normally understand keys to be and what they do. They open things. Now. He said he'll give us the keys to what? So he'll give us the keys to how he wants things done. Or he'll give us the insight to how he wants things done. He'll give us the answers to how he wants things done. Keys of the kingdom. Keys of heaven. Now. It's funny that Jesus said in this particular passage, keys to the kingdom of heaven, being a place. So Jesus is saying, upon this process of us getting information from an unseen world, from a being that created all of this, us getting information from him that others can't access. By that, we're going to get the keys, be able to unlock the way heaven operates. All right? So now, if we don't access these keys, then God won't be able to be infiltrated into the earth. The only way we're going to get these keys is by revelation knowledge. It's not going to be, let me tell you something about the Bible. Let me tell you something about, go to John 5. Let me tell you something about the Bible. And this is going to make you see the word of God in a different light and read it in a different way. Most of you know the scripture says, but Jesus says something here that just lets you understand that the 66 books of the Bible you can't control them. What I mean by that, you can't take the word of God and do what you want with it. You can't take the word of God and work it like you want. How I know this? Jesus, watch this. Watch what Jesus say. John 5:39. He says, search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life. And they are they which testify of me. And ye will not come to me that ye might have life. So what happens is people read the word of God. You see in this? They read the word of God, but they won't let the word of God bring them to a place where they begin to get information from an unseen world. The word of God, every time you read the word of God, God's voice ought to be, you ought to be able to hear God's voice. You ought to be seeing God's voice. You ought to be able to see, to at least start the process to where you hear from God in ways unimaginable, in ways that you haven't heard from him before. Jesus said, this is how the church is going to be built. So the Bible, this is what the Bible does. The Bible is only supposed to shape your thinking so you can hear God. That's the sole purpose of the Bible, is to shape your thought process so you can hear from God. Because guess, watch this. If, how can I prove that's the purpose of the Bible? How can I prove that? Can you please tell me what Bible Abraham had? Can you please tell me what Bible Moses